Imitators, episode 365 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, a.k.a. Yamatat. And you know what? It's New Year's Day. Kind of cool that last week's episode came out on Christmas and then this one comes out on New Year's Day. Kind of cool. I didn't plan it. I just chose Fridays for each episode. And I have an announcement, and it's more of like a thing that I'm excited about. It has to do with the podcast, and there'll be no changes made to the way it's released, but if anyone out there has noticed You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp blowing up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all those, it's because I was been busy uploading every past episode through Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, for your platform. And now every single episode I'm gonna upload through there. I'm still gonna make them available off of my website like I have in the past, but I'm gonna recommend that you get them from these platforms, because it's just easier that way for everyone. My website is clunky, and like it comes out with that exclamation mark on it, which I'm like, ooh, that seems kind of shitty. It's because I haven't, since I started the website, it was like hosting, check, domain, check. That's all the money I have. Would you like security for your website? And I was like, I don't fucking have money for that. This was years ago, and I possibly since have had the means to get security for the website. But the important thing is that I've borne the brunt of downloading all those episodes. I think it's totally fine if you just stream it off of there, but I bet some bots or some shit have snuck their way into the files, the downloads, but just on the website. And now that they're all available through Anchor, no more website issues. I'll still be using my website for things like show dates and to update things on my calendar, things coming up, and important events. But I might shutter the. No. I'll keep uploading it like I have been. So this one's going to be online and you can stream it directly if you don't have any platforms and you just want to use the internet. But you could also stream it through Anchor, which is completely free, and you can just go to anchor.fm/Yamatat. I'm so glad I didn't choose to go anchor.fm/youandmeandthoughtsandtalkwithdougculp, because I was like, no, the website's yamatat.com, just do anchor.fm/yamatat, and now it's also every podcast platform, You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. Blah, blah, blah. So thanks for joining me on this journey. I mean, it's been crazy. This thing I'm winding up right now, if you can hear it. Is a light that I got from Fry's, and it was on promo code, so it was pretty cheap. And it's just a hand crank lantern that powers these four LED bulbs, and it launches up to a conical mirror, and then there's glass surrounding it, and there's a handle there's just an on-off button, and the hand crank makes it so I have infinite. I infinitely have a light source, which is really, really, really awesome. Because having to rely on electricity is okay, but it's not ideal all the time. I mean, this is electric. Technically, it's an electric motor, and I'm recording this podcast on an electric on a device that's using electricity. It's using a battery, and then later I'm going to charge this specific device so that I can keep using it. I'm no electricity free believer. It's important. Like it's an advancement in humanity that's so important that it shouldn't be a paid utility. It should be completely free. Electricity should be and could be completely free. Water, no one owns water. Let's stop pretending that people own water. People have done things to preserve and purify water, and that's great. That's awesome. Should be a humanitarian effort, not a business. Charging for water and charging for electricity is fucking insane. Because they're water and electricity, those should be human rights at this point. I can't believe that they're not. I mean, I can believe a lot of things about this country. It's so fucked up. But that's not to say that water and electricity aren't free anywhere else either. But I'm sure there's some countries that are moving towards that. Just get some solar farms and fucking collect free electricity for everyone around. How fucking awesome would that be? Picked up this pre-sliced, pre-wrapped pepper jack at the store earlier, and since it's been like pretty cold lately, I think it's gonna stay for a few days. It's good. I just ate a slice plain, and it's good. I'm gonna put it on a dinner roll that I also have with some French onion dip. There's the twist. And shoot, what's the other? Oh yeah. Some sandwich chicken. So happy the dollar store exists. Ugh. It's like, you know, this stuff that usually could cost way more. Actually, that was weird. I don't know where it stopped. Shit. Fucking phone? What happened? Something happened and the recording paused. I'm glad it didn't stop and then, like, send or some shit. I mean, it wouldn't send anywhere, but so happy New Year, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like it's about to be 2021. It's not officially yet, but it doesn't feel like a whole lot is going to be different. There's a lot of change on the horizon, for sure, and hopefully we just stop hearing about you-know-who, and they just kind of dissolve into the background, but I think what's likely going to happen is they're going to start being like, all right, it's me again next time then. I didn't even lose this time. It was stolen. It's like, come on. Just take the loss like a decent person. Like someone who's not a sore loser. Ooh. Oh yeah. This chicken's good. Just found a napkin. Alright. I think what I'm going to do with this cheese slice that I have in front of me is unwrap it. Step one. Step two. Oh. Grab the French onion dip. This is either going to be a mistake or a delicious invention. And I'm erring on the side of delicious. Shit. Let's see. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Here's my plan of attack. Gonna scoop right here. Oh. Okay. Just a dollop. Just a dollop will do me. Just an episode of the podcast, The Dollop Will Do Me. Ooh. I had to fold the slice of cheese in half. It's okay. Oh, damn. This looks really good. I want to take a picture of it. Just because if it's really, really good, I'm going to recreate it. Alright, first, lid on. Secure the sauce. Set it down. Second, I am going to pause the recording and take a picture of this, and then I'll report how it is as I'm eating it. Alright, I'm back. Took a pretty good picture. Going to take a pretty good bite. This pretty good looking slider. I'll call it a slider. Chicken, French chicken slider. French chicken slider. Here we go. Oh. I mean, I had no doubt that each of these flavors individually was delicious, but combining them, I mean, holy shit. This is really good for a budget meal. Let's see. French onion dip was $1. These rolls, It was a bag of like, hold on, I have a brand new bag right here. A bag of shit. It just says the weight. It doesn't say how many. I'll count them. 3 by 4. There's 12. 12 for $2. It's the Hawaiian roll kind. It's the sweet kind. Then the buttered chicken that I talked about, $1. Then the cheese I talked about, $1. Oh man. I don't know why I'm surprised anymore when I spill something when I'm eating, because that's just it's entropy, man. Sometimes you're gonna spill a little bit. And you can always pick it up and eat it still. Now, fortunately, I only spilled on my lap just now. I thought it dropped down towards my feet, but it didn't. Oh, French chicken. French chicken little. Who else out there remembers? I think it was Burger King, and they had these chicken little sandwiches, and it was just like a little, like a dinner roll sized fried chicken patty. And this sauce that was like some sort of, peppery ranch sauce, and maybe some lettuce, and on a dinner roll, and that was it. And they were called Chicken Littles, and they were at Burger King. I'm 99% certain it was Burger King, and they were really, really good. Anybody else out there remember those? This isn't giving me Chicken Little's vibe, but it's like definitely a French Chicken Little. It tastes like homemade Arby's, I guess. Because it's thinly sliced meat, it's chicken. Pepper Jack, I could see Arby's doing something like that. French onion dip, though, that was a. Was a nice touch. I was about to grab a drink, but I remembered. There's nothing left in there. You gotta go grab a can of soda, which is behind you. Not you, it's behind me. I bet you one, maybe two hamburger sliced pickles would go beautifully on this. And also the jalapeno mustard that I've used a couple times. I'm all out of the Dijon from a long time ago. Sorry, Dijon lovers. I'll be back. I dug out my other candle. I have two candles. It's the like triple wick I'm gonna tell you how it's like as big around as a 2 liter bottle, but about as tall as one of those little 8 ounce cans of soda, not quite a 12 ounce. dug it out because one of the candles I'm using, it's getting low. Down to the part where you see the metal and you're like, oh shit, that one's almost out. And this candle was at the bottom of my laundry basket. I'm trying to clean out my laundry basket so that I'll make more room for living in here for the temporary. Because I always have to step over it and it's always kind of awkward getting back here. I'm so, so glad that I turned the bench part of this living situation into a laying down flat bed situation, because it's like infinitely more comfortable. And I'm kind of cramped just because of how much stuff I have and stuff I still need to organize better. But it's so much better than when it was just in bench mode, when it looked like a car, like the back seat of a van, you know? Piano van. The piano van. Piano man. There was a little crazy thing that happened yesterday. I was driving something fell as I was driving, and I turned around and was like, fuck, what fucking fuck? Like, I'm always angry when it happens, but I'm never that surprised, which should tell me two things. Lock down your shit before you start driving. Duh. And don't get mad when things fall, because entropy, baby, like I said, and I mean, something's always gonna fall. And then you go, and then you look at it and you go, well, yeah, I didn't have that secured. I shouldn't, there's no reason for me to get mad that that fell. The things that I would be mad at would be forces of nature, like inertia and gravity, and that would be an act of futility. So then I just see my stuff that fell, and I'm like, yep. But the main reason that I told that story is because the final slice of pizza I had in this pizza box from a pizza that I got for free from the Domino's app. You know how if you save up the slices and the piece of pie rewards, you can get a free pizza? Well, I had one slice left, and I was driving with it in the pizza box and an open ranch. It was like, there was like a quarter of it left container. The box fell, and when I came to it and it was on the ground, it was upright, and I'm like, okay, that's good. And I just didn't think about it, and I put the pizza back where, in a more secure place, actually, this time. And then I went to eat that last slice, which was from, like, 3 days ago. And the ranch thing hadn't opened. Like, it was still upright. I guess it's tall enough that even though the box flipped, the ranch was like, okay, yeah, the box flipped, but I'm fine. Like, I stayed where I was, because this is how the physics of it works. And I'm like, ranch? Ranch Cup, you know about physics? And Ranch Cup is like, I gotta go. But that was an exciting discovery earlier, because I was like, I'm gonna eat this slice and I hope that ranch didn't just like spill all over the inside of the box. And then I'll be like, oh no, I got this smell to deal with and I gotta throw this out sooner because it's just gonna start to reek. And eureka, it didn't. I released episode 7, which is for season 1, episode 3. Pardon. Season 1, episode 3 of The Stand on CBS All Access. Released that Thursday. And Wednesday, I released episode 9 of season 1 of my recap podcast on The Riches. So that's Wednesdays. The Stand, the pod, is on Thursdays. And Yamatat is on Fridays. I got 3 simultaneous podcasts going. Please spread the word about these. And also, go to twitter.com/@mycomedyspecial. And you can watch my stand-up special for free. There's an option to donate if you want, but it's not, I'm not requiring it. It's just my first special, and I'm happy to get it out there. And recorded it in 2018, and in the before times, and it was really fun to have a crowd there, a really responsive crowd, and I think I did pretty okay. I'm ready to keep touring with stand-up once the vaccine happens, once things get back to normal. I'd love to be on different podcasts. I've been on a couple, but my demand could be higher. I mean, I'm a fucking talented dude. I do a lot of shit, and it's just for me, and I'm like, I would also love to be able to hopefully make money from it someday. I don't need to be a millionaire. I could survive on $50,000 a year. Easy. Now, that's not to say I'd be living it up while on $50,000 a year, but, I mean, it's not, it's nothing to sneer at. Technically, $24,000 a year would be $2,000 a month. I could do that. Easy. But that's, I mean, I don't have rent to pay right now. And I'm sure people hearing this with rent to pay are like, okay, yeah, $2,000 a month is good, but also need to make a little more. And that's where $2,000 a month as a UBI would be really good. I hope we get a UBI at some point. I also, I don't know. I'm grateful to be alive. Now, believe what you may, but just know that the fact that the clock turns over and the year technically changes to 2021, it doesn't signify change. It doesn't signify anything. It only has the symbolism to which we give it power. And so, setting your intentions, like, that's just a thing you can do, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a minutely basis. And, saying it out loud and getting it out there is helpful, and it can be positive. But being like, this is going to be my year, or setting resolutions where you're like, if I fall short on this, I'm going to be mad at myself. It's like, that's not what life is about. Life is about happy, like, living and hopefully finding happiness and treating others like you would want to be treated. I mean, that's a pretty good standards for life, you know? It's surprising how many Christians don't understand what the fuck Christ was even talking about. If he was real at all. And if he was real, I sincerely believe he, like, from age 12 to 33 or 30 or whenever he popped back onto the scene, he was gone because he was growing and perfecting growing weed. And then when he came through town with all of his miracle stuff, it was like CBD and probably some dank ass weed. Jesus is like rolling up all these blunts and passing them, like, here, it's on a palm leaf, but smoke this and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a shared experience, just like with mushrooms, where until you've done it, you don't really know. And then once you've done it, you're like, oh, what was the big deal about this? Now, I know that with cannabis, you can ramp up your tolerance, and that starts to get expensive because then you're talking about, like, people who are like, yeah, flower doesn't do it for me anymore. I'm like, that sucks. Like, because there's always dank flower out there. And if you're smoking it with a good tool, and sometimes, like, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but for a while there, when I was using hempwick to light my bowls, I would, like, dance the flame onto the bowl while I was drawing so that it wouldn't burn the flower, but instead would roast it. And it makes it last a little bit longer, and it tastes, like, significantly better and more. But there's the motion of, like, lighting the hempwick over and over, and sometimes you try to do the dipping the flame into the bowl, and then it just lights it, and you're like, well, it's gonna burn now, so I'm gonna just burn this one. And and passing it through the filter of a bong or even a paper filter, it's cannabis works differently than tobacco too. I was about to say that, like, the filter doesn't, or it does a lot, but, I mean, if you just smoke it from a joint, then the filter's not much of a filter, unless it's one of those, like, cigarette-rolled ones where they actually have the foam cigarette-type filter for the weed cigarette. That's interesting. I've had that with the CBD, rolled cigarettes, and it's all right. Like, I think with those filters, a joint would be really good, but let's maybe make it something that's not destroying the earth, like foam. Maybe. Gonna say cork, but cork is Cork is porous, it would probably be a really good filter. And you wouldn't need that long of a filter. But I think there's a cork shortage. Heard something about that. Infinite light. Infinite light. Infinite light. I want way more things to run their electricity off of a hand crank, because the fact that this makes electricity possible is fucking awesome. It's crazy, when I have it on while I'm cranking it, the light gets a little brighter. That would suck if I was cranking this light like I've been known to do, and then it just got like the light, it was too much power for the LED bulbs, and the LEDs like burst, and I would be protected because, like I said, there's glass around it, or maybe it's plexiglass, but then I'd be like, okay, so these things do have limits. Hope I didn't ruin It's a Wonderful Life last week for anyone. I'm glad that for all of the moments that I noticed where I was like, holy shit, is there like sexual stuff happening all throughout this movie that I'm just now noticing? And I'm like, Violet is so hot, and there's Mary, and like, but he clearly likes both of them, and I don't know, it just had an air of like love and like extended love in the movie this time while I was watching it. And it's a dark movie. It covers suicide, and it covers alcoholism, and it covers abuse. And it was, I mean, it's been my favorite Christmas movie for a really long time, and I'm glad that I just found the black and white version. It was easy to log in, like I had a borrowed login, and I watched it, and I cried a few times, because that's just, I mean, the acting in that movie is so good. The story's good, and, I mean, it's old. It's like before there was so much technology, but you just kind of look past it because the acting is so fucking good. The music's good, and it's a movie that happens around Christmas time, but it's a movie that's anti-capitalist and pro-socialism and, like, coming together and helping people out when they need it the most. And it's like we should all take a lesson from that movie and just like help people out when they need it. This is not planned. Speaking of helping people out, I mean, I'd love to get more work, freelance work. I'm a writer. I do graphic design. I know some basic HTML. I'm proficient in Microsoft Office, and I can type up to like 70 words a minute, maybe more. And I'm really good at customer service, like really good. Just bringing people down to my level so that we can talk human to human. It's like, it's I'm good at it. I've been doing it for since I was 12, and I'm 37 now, so 25 years. Yep. Also, I film and I edit and I write music with piano and guitar. Go to reallygladyoucame.bandcamp.com. Check out some of my original music. There's a lot more on the way. Also, you can check out Really Glad You Came on ReverbNation.com. But my Bandcamp is the main one I'd like for you to go to, because you can stream songs on there for free. You can also purchase them and be like, I'll get your EP, or like, I'll get your discography. And it means a lot more when I get a sale directly on the Bandcamp, because I'm like, this is cool. This is someone who's like, I'm gonna check out his music. He told me about it. Unless people are recommending my music, which I can't fathom right now. So reallygladyoucame.bandcamp.com. I have a GoFundMe up, and I'd appreciate any help there. I'm gonna just give you the direct link instead of telling you what to search, because this will be easier to find. If I can find the... Shit, it's right here. I was gonna say, I haven't been doing myself any favors with the way I organize my living space. Like I was saying earlier, I need to organize it better. But yeah, there's so many things where I'm like, there's no true order to the way, to the places where I put things sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, that makes sense right now and I'll remember it later. Sometimes I don't remember. So here's the GoFundMe link. It's gf.me/u/y7uhkk. That'll take you directly to my GoFundMe, which is called House the Unhoused, or Housing the Unhoused. I think it's House the Unhoused, and I'm unhoused, and I would love to be housed, have a place to be steady, where I can do my work that I put out there. And I'm gonna be living a very minimalist life wherever I end up, because lack of money, but also because I've learned through being unhoused that there's so much stuff that we have that we deem as important that aren't necessarily important in the long run. And it's been interesting to see that from the ground level, street level, street view on Google Maps. That's me. And you know, like, there's so much food that I'll be able to grow for myself. I'm gonna figure out a water filtration system and some sort of toilet situation, and I'm gonna grow weed too wherever I end up. So it's gotta be someplace where it's legal, but also I'm not gonna worry about that right now. What I'm gonna worry about is asking you, the general public out there, and some people who I know, and some people who, if you've donated previously, I'll just ask you to share this and be like, look, it's my friend, and or it's this guy who, and he's got all these plans, and he's got all this entertainment that he puts out there, and I'd love to continue. And if you listen to this episode, that's one penny towards me getting there. So sharing this podcast, rating and reviewing it, that would help. Going and buying some of my music would help. The GoFundMe would help directly. And then if you want to help even more directly, my Venmo is Doug-Culp. My Cash App is $DougsNugs. That's DougsNugs. And then www.paypal.me/Dougathan. Dougathan. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around, or thanks for jumping on right now and being a new listener. That'd be nuts and understandable if this is your first episode, because I've found that a lot of stuff pre-pandemic, pre-core, listening to in a podcast, I don't find any of it less believable than what's believable now, but it's sort of like, since everyone is so caught up in the news and everything that's happening right now, and I am too, honestly, but not so much in a checking the news all the time, or like I've completely stopped watching late night shows. And that was just a choice I made because I was like stressing myself out, being like, I gotta catch up on this show and this show and always be caught up on those. And I've got a lot of podcasts I listen to, and I've got my podcast that I record. And then, like, I think at that moment, I was only recording Yamatat. And then I was like, I'm gonna start making more podcasts. And so I've been staying busy, which is good, but again, I'm completely self-funded here. Every play on this podcast and all my podcasts give me one penny each, and the main ways you could help out is checking out my music, checking out my stand-up special at My Comedy Special on Twitter. It's free to stream. There's a donate option. And telling two people about this podcast, or if you found this podcast from one of my other podcasts, telling two people about each of them. Like, I'm only plan on making more podcasts. I have a sixth podcast that there's already two episodes recorded. One of them is on this podcast, and if you already know it, then you know it, but if you don't, then go find it, because there's plenty of back episodes that I've done that are timeless, because I don't know, I just chose to do some that weren't dated at all. But then there's a bunch of them that are dated. Like, there's a bunch of back episodes that I realized that, like, There's an episode where I'm like, I call out Louie, and I'm just like, read the fucking room, like, you didn't understand why this was bad, like, you couldn't even apologize and take responsibility and take actions to make things better, but instead hid away, and like, there's a bunch of moments in my podcast in the early days, in this podcast, where I'm interviewing someone, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and someone will be like, who are your comedy influences, and I'll be like, well, Louie, and I'm like, And I mean, looking back now, His way of telling stories inspired like a another, and he wasn't the first to do it, but he broke through in a way where, like, he had that show, which was a really good show, but like, yeah, the shit he did, he just needs to fucking fess up. Not even fess up, like, 'cause he's admitted to the stuff, but he just like doesn't feel bad about it. And I mean, that's a whole other podcast, Accountability Island. Like, people go, "Oh, I bet you love cancel culture." And it's like, you mean holding people accountable for their actions? Like, what are you fucking talking about? Calling it cancel culture is a scapegoat, is a red herring, is, it's just like, you acted a certain way. Someone called you out on it. Now you're like, "I'm canceled. This is canceled culture." It's like, no, dude, just own up to what you did and how you acted, and like, and apologize to the people that it hurt, and like, just fucking mean it. We do need a lot more love in this world, and hopefully, quote unquote, 2021, the next step in this endless time stream that we're in which we are, will be good. I think the advances in quantum computing are very cool to think about and contemplate. I know that since there's been an advancement in teleporting qubits, from one into another, and it's like instant information transmission instead of however long 3G or 4G or 4G LTE or Wi-Fi takes or whatever. Like, quantum mechanics and quantum computing are so, the implications are so fucking cool that, like, we're talking Star Trek technology stuff where you see it and you're like, never in a fucking million years. Guess what? In maybe 10 years, I bet within 5 years, the technology will be possible to teleport organic material from one device to another, like a burger, or like a flashlight, or like a stereo, or what have you. 5 years. Within 5 to 10 years? Fuck, maybe 5 years. Because they're advancing, now that they've cracked this quantum computing thing, it's like everything's gonna kick into overdrive. 'Cause that's gonna be the next focus. Like, goodbye microchips. That's gonna be a thing of the past. It's gonna be like, yeah, well, yeah, we've fucking figured this thing out that's way fucking better. So, hello, quantum computing. Goodbye microchips. And there'll, I mean, I'm sure a quantum chip will probably still be called a quantum microchip or something, but this is an advancement in computing that could be fucking huge. So I'll say within 5 to 10 years we'll have the ability to transport, fully physically transport organic matter from one device to another. Like, from one teleportation device to another teleporter. And then in the next 10 to, let's say, 25 years, I think there'd be a lot of FCC regulation. FCC? Would it be FCC? Commission? I'm not sure what FCC stands for. FDA? There'd be a lot of organizations involved with holding it back, and there'd probably be a lot of organizations involved with pushing it forward. Let's get this technology moving. We've seen it before. Maybe one reason that we knew to create something like this was because somewhere in the time stream in the mycelial network, Gene Roddenberry knew that one day this could be possible. That stuff is very fun to think about. Another thing that's fun to think about is they transported some qubits of information back in time, backwards like a microsecond. And the point that they were trying to make was, can we make a change to this stored information and then like a control Z, undo it as if it had never happened. And so time travel exists now, one microsecond at a time on a super, super teeny, tiny, microscopic level, but it means it exists. This may be, whenever the event happened, the moment that we look back on when time travel exists in a broader spectrum, in a more visible sphere for everyone to comprehend. This might be the moment that everyone looks back on, like, this was when all this started. To be able to open up a screen in your room and then walk through it and be in someone else's room, that started when these qubits of information were altered and then were brought back in time. I don't know how. I don't know the physics of it. I don't know how it would work. But I'm very curious. I'm very excited for the future of that technology. Quantum computing, quantum information transmissions. We're getting closer to Star Trek. Speaking of Star Trek, there's Star Trek Enterpods. That's the second podcast I started. It's a Star Trek Enterprise watch-along podcast I do with my dad. We haven't really done a countdown. No, I think there's a countdown every time. But we sing the theme song. Star Trek Enterprise is the only Star Trek that has lyrics to the theme song. And after we're done with the four seasons of Star Trek Enterprise, which were only 19 episodes into season one, and this was back when TV shows had like 23, 24 episodes a season, so we've got a ways to go. But if I get in a more stable spot, I'm gonna be able to do some of them remotely, but I want to get to a place where I'll be able to do them remotely every week, because then I can have four podcasts a week. And my ideas I could still put out there whenever I want, and this way I could have four podcasts a week and then 3 days where I just kind of chill and do my own thing. Like, I still chill and do my own thing on the other days, but I'm like working hard at this thing that has barely done much for me. And something as small as being on other people's podcasts could boost my signal to get people to buy my stuff so that I could get to a stable place and live and be self-sustaining, self-sufficient. But also, to have more people on the podcast, on Yamitat. I gotta get better at getting more guests to you listeners, because I've dropped the ball a lot. I mean, I've done a lot of solo episodes. I found a spot that's like kind of a little more stable, as far as not having to move the car around a lot right now. And I'm gonna start broadcasting a lot more from here, through whether it's through YouTube Live or through these podcasts or through some other live stream, maybe Instagram Live. But I need to stay out there in people's memories so that I'm not forgotten, and also I need to get hired. Like, I need work. I need work. I don't just need those donations. If you go to my GoFundMe, Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal and help me out, that is so greatly appreciated. But in the long run, what's going to help me is finding work and meeting people who might be able to find me more work. And hopefully I'm okay to work with. Like, I know that I like things to be a certain way, and like, I usually go into something with a vision, but that's when it's my own thing. When it's my thing, then I'm like, I'm gonna make this, it's for me, and if one person likes it, great, and if a million people like it, great, but I'm not gonna let it affect how, I'm not gonna let its monetary success affect how I feel. This is just a piece of art that I want to put out there, and boom, it's out there. Like, there's a couple songs on the soundtrack to this documentary that I'm going to release that just don't have titles. I'm like, I never even thought to put a title to this song, so it's just called Untitled Song. And then this other one, Untitled Song 2. I'm like, I mean, sometimes I put a lot of thought into every step of the way, and sometimes I put more thought into just the part when I'm making the thing. Like, if I name the thing Untitled Song, I'm like, yeah, I mean, this song is whatever, but I just put it in here, and it needs a title and never had one, so here you go. There's 28 songs that I've registered now to online, and I almost have it to a point where even someone just streaming my music, I'll be able to get royalties off of it, which is the place where I want to be 100%, because even if people didn't buy my song, but 100 people listened to whichever song, then I would get all the royalties. Not Spotify, not some platform where it's like, we'll put it out for you, we got your back. It's like, I've been figuring all this stuff out on my own, so I'm going to just represent myself in this matter, thank you. That's not to say that Spotify isn't a good platform to get your voice out there and your music out there and your podcast out there, because it is, like, so many people use it, but I've heard from so many artists that for the bottom line, Spotify is not good for artists. I wonder how that all started, where they were like, let's just get companies to buy ad space while we stream music that we don't own, but we're gonna pay for streaming rights. And then, I mean, they got in on it early, so they probably got some crazy-ass deal. Alright, this episode's getting kind of long. Again, Happy New Year. I mean, it doesn't temporally mean anything in the infinite stream of time. But as a platitude, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. 2021, it's going to be different this time. And everything bad from last year is going to be good this year. I just know it. Stay cool. See you next summer. And, this has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, episode 365. I'll think of a title later.